Welcome to No More Booze, the podcast. I'm Olivia Farrelly, and in every episode, I explore the role that alcohol has in our lives. I interview people who have decided to live their life with no more booze. We'll explore their relationship with alcohol, how it made their life better, how it made their life worse, any lessons they've learned along the way, and what advice they would give to others who are contemplating a life without alcohol. So whether you are sober curious, you're sober serious, or you're already living your life alcohol-free, this podcast will provide inspiration and motivation as you begin to untangle and reassess your relationship with the booze. Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode of No More Booze. So today is a special momentous day. It is the 100th episode of No More Booze. So 100 episodes of this podcast that has truly changed my life, but 100 conversations, 100 stories, 100 people that I've sat opposite over the last coming up to 2 years. So when I launched in December 2023, I had no idea how many people, how many countries it would reach and how it would touch and hopefully change the lives of lots of people in the process. So I was actually just going through some WhatsApp messages to my brother Jonathan today, and I looked back on the photographs that I'd sent him, and I sent him a mock-up for the podcast back in April 2023, but didn't get it off the ground until December of that year. And so I have to credit him because he does all the editing, all the uploading, and he works in radio documentary production. So what a stroke of luck that was. But also to credit Áine O'Neill, my very first guest. I had met Áine at a retreat in Balls Bridge run by Jen Corcoran, who is a healer, and we just kind of connected, and we began chatting on Instagram, and then she was doing a manifestation course that I joined. Of course, I join all of the manifestation courses, and she actually helped me manifest my dream car, which I drive and I adore. But I had said to her that I really wanted to start a podcast, and she was like, "What's stopping you? I'll be your first guest," because she was alcohol free at the time. So I absolutely have to credit Áine with giving me the kick up the hole to record that first message, that first podcast over Zoom. And here we are 100 podcasts later. And so today I'm going to talk all about the podcast and what it has taught me, what the experts have taught me, the friendships that I've made, the musings, my own personal growth as a result of it. So you are very welcome to episode 100. So it's going to be a celebration of everybody, the listener, all of our incredible guests, and of the growth and evolution that we've all experienced from moving on from the booze. So as you know, I've definitely seen how the alcohol-free movement is growing. Every single day, it's getting louder and louder, stronger, more vibrant. You know, I see people's lives changing as a result of giving up booze all day, every day. You know, I get so many DMs, I get so many emails, and apart from one very not positive email I got over an episode, it has been overwhelmingly positive, you know. So I bask in that joy and couldn't do it without, obviously, the listeners that you are, you know. And it has achieved a lot in the 2 years and across those 100 episodes, you know. So it won an award at the Irish Pod Awards. It was picked up by Go Loud. It's been downloaded in 86 countries, reached number one on the self-improvement charts, and it's in the top 10 of the Apple self-improvement charts here in Ireland almost every week. So it's been incredible, you know. And as I look back, it really has been very aligned. And, you know, I suppose maybe the growth that has that I have experienced as a result of it has been just unbelievable. I was on Drive Time on Radio 1 a couple of weeks ago, and just, you know, noting how I was in my body for the whole day running up to that and going on live radio and then coming out of it. And it's, I suppose, unrecognizable as the person that I was 7, 8 years ago, who was, unsure, stagnant, unevolved, nervous, underconfident. Like, I'm still not where I want to be, but I'm a damn sight better than I was back then, and I suppose for me, it's just been this incredible journey of growth and evolution. And you know that I talk about that so much, but it has been like the greatest gift of my life, the giving up of the booze. So yeah, it's been absolutely incredible. So thank you, and thank you to every single listener who, if you're in your car, or if you're walking the dog, or cooking your dinner, or whatever, thank you. It means so much, but I think it's part of a bigger plan as well for the world, to realize and to wake up to the fact that booze holds us back, like, it makes us feel like shit. We spend weeks recovering, weeks feeling bad about ourselves, weeks, self-loathing, all those kind of things. And it's just not worth it. And, in the very end, it's a game of like maths, is it costing too much? How am I benefiting this? And that's what we always say, like, what the questions you really need to a answer is, it's not like, am I an alcoholic, or am I whatever label we want to put on it? It's like, is alcohol taking more than it's giving? And I think, and I hope, that over the last 100 episodes, with the guts of 100 people, that you've been able to, really ask that question and answer that question yourself, And that's my only, I suppose, my mission is for people just to read. Think their relationship with alcohol. It's not, I don't demonize alcohol. And people I love drink, that's their prerogative. But for me, and a huge amount of people like me, alcohol is just, it is just taken, was just taken so much more than it was given. So, being able to give it up and to experience all of this newfound confidence has just been an incredible joy for me. So I've split it up into a couple of different parts. We're going to talk about what we've learned from the experts, and I have cherry-picked a few guests, and I have kind of gone over what they've said, and I've come back with all of their nuggets of wisdom. I'm going to talk about what I've learned from the podcast, from having 100 people sit in front of me, or the guts of, because there was a couple of solo episodes in there as well. I'm going to talk a little bit about psychoeducation, I suppose, and the importance of that when we give up alcohol. And then we're going to go on to as well what I have received in terms of from other people, what I've learned from all of the listeners, what the listeners have taught me. I'm going to talk a little bit about the change in sober culture, and how alcohol is kind of, it's beginning to lose its grip from a lot of people in Ireland, certainly, and I know the world over. And then I have a few little musings about where I want to bring the podcast from here on, and how I want the kind of vision, and I suppose the topics to go, after 100 episodes. So what I've taken notes just from a couple of them. Not saying everybody is, nobody is more memorable than others, but I suppose we've been so lucky over the past 2 years to sit down with some of the brightest minds in the alcohol research, in behavioral change, and people who love living their life without alcohol. So, in honor of episode 100, I want to revisit some of the most powerful themes that my guests have brought. And I'm going to start off with Professor David Nutt. And for me, his actually number one and number two are my two favorite authors, both with a book called Drink. It's Professor David Nutt and Anne Dowsett Johnson. So I was absolutely thrilled when Professor David Nutt said he'd come on the podcast. We had to reschedule a couple of times because the first time I was on a flight back from Ibiza, and the second time we arranged to have the chat, it was actually literally down to the minute of when my brother and sister-in-law were getting married. Now, I literally was going to record from the bedroom, and I was like, no, I can't really do that, can I? But so anyway, we eventually got sitting down and talking, and it was fabulous. He's an incredible person. I'm going to get him back on the podcast as well to talk about psychedelics, because that's definitely an area that I am intrigued by, and I know he's done a boatload of research on that. So he spoke to us about the fact that alcohol is not the harmless social lubricant that society paints it to be, that it brings a lot of health harm, not just to the individual, but also to society. I think his 2009 study in The Lancet is an incredible one to have a read of. So if you want to go down a rabbit hole, go down a rabbit hole with that, because it's utterly fascinating, everything that he says about alcohol harm and how that changed the course of his life as well, getting fired as the czar for the drug czar for the government in the UK at the time. So he taught us that if alcohol was discovered today, it would never be a approved for public use, so it wouldn't pass the tests, you know. So it's not because we're weak; it's because alcohol is a drug, and it's a highly addictive drug as well. And it directly impacts so many parts of us, not just us, but our family lives and society. And you know, if there's a lot of health harms associated as well, it impacts our decision making, our mental health, and generally our long term well-being. So, you know, I love his message, and it's very much from, you know the facts, be aware of the risk, and make your own decision there. And I suppose that's what I love about his message, is that, you know, you're sovereign, you're autonomous, you can make this decision, but you need to know what all the facts are, I suppose, you know, in terms of alcohol and its association with seven different types of cancers, and its association with health harms in terms of our brains and our hearts and our liver, and you know, so many processes and functions in our body as well. So, and you know, it's not our fault if we, you know, run into problems with a highly addictive substance, but you know, when we remove it, it gives our brain a chance to do what it is meant to do. So that is to heal, to balance, and to thrive. And you know, he was an incredible guest, and truly honored that he was a guest. And like I said, we will get him on again soon. So I'm going to move on to our second guest, whose message is really close to my heart, because again, one of her book Drink, was incredibly powerful for me, because she painted a picture of the alcohol industry, you know, that I had never seen before. So, and I know she was privy to a lot of information there. She researched it. You know, traveled around the world researching the alcohol industry, and the book Drink is just absolutely incredible. So, and she, you know, the book shows how it has become, alcohol became, you know, a modern coping mechanism for women. So, you know, carrying the weight of the world, and, you know, going from one job to another, and, you know, not having the energy to do it. Juggling our careers, families, expectations, and the really high emotional labor, you know, of being a parent, a working parent in modern day life, you know. You know, and she and her herself and, you know, Johan Harry, he talks a lot about the opposite of addiction isn't sobriety. So it's connection. So like having that connection with other people, surrounding ourselves with community, it really helps us feel a part of something, you know, and you know, helps us really recover from, I suppose, the traumas that alcohol it brings about, you know. So for me, she's the ultimate trailblazer. So her courage, and you know, the strength of character that she shows, and in naming what so many women silently struggle with, has definitely, it opened up a cultural conversation that hadn't really been spoken about before that. And you know, her book is 10 years old now, and I think we're kind of only seeing the impact of alcohol, certainly on health and mental health now in the last few years, you know. So yeah, that's Anne Dowsett Johnson. I'm going to talk next about William Porter, and I suppose what he brought to us was, you know, understanding the mechanisms of how our body craves alcohol, you know. And you know, his book, Alcohol Explained, is an incredible book, and you know, so many people I talk to really find it so useful. And he talks a lot about understanding alcohol and understanding the cycle, so the discomfort that alcohol creates, and you know, in our body when I suppose we start to crave it, you know. He's helped so many people realize that alcohol was never really helping us relax. It was only kind of solving the problem that it created in the beginning. So I would definitely encourage people to go back and listen to his episode there as well. Another guest I'm going to speak about is Andy Ramage, who is again a personal favorite of mine, and I know one of the podcast episodes that helped me so much, and definitely when I was starting, and kind of midway through my journey, was the conversation that he had had with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee on his podcast. And it was just it that the level of enthusiasm and passion that Andy has is just absolutely phenomenal, you know. And he talks a lot about being that kind of middle lane drinker, you know, not hitting rock bottom. So you don't have to hit that rock bottom to start. So you can just simply decide that you want more in your life. So more energy, more presence, more alignment, more fun, more adventure, you know. And I love the sentence of his that he always says, and it's like, come over to the fun side of the island, and he calls it like the alcohol-free adventure. And again, it's just a really positive slant on it. So when you take alcohol out, you're not actually missing anything. You're adding so much more into your life, you know. And like, removing it isn't about restriction, it's about expansion. And I think the close to 100 guests have all commented on that. Like, they didn't know what to expect, you know, when they gave up the booze, but this gorgeous expansion and growth and evolution has come off the back of it, and just becoming the person that you were always meant to be, which, you know, I think Andy definitely perpetuates that message. Another incredible guest who I was absolutely thrilled to have on was Dr. Sheila Gilheaney, the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, and it's just the level of facts that Sheila had in the episode was just unbelievable, you know. And I suppose some of the surprising facts that, you know, Alcohol Action Ireland would talk about is that alcohol is largest drug problem, and with a huge amount of health impacts is you know, alcohol, you know. So not just like its association with cancer, heart disease, liver disease, but also things like it affects our mood, our depression, anxiety, you know, and I suppose the impact that that has on people. She also talked about, I suppose, the impact on families, you know. And we don't often, like, we only see the glamorous side of alcohol. We don't see the side where people, you know, become more aggressive, or, you know, the destruction that it wreaks on families. And we all know this. Like, we all know somebody very close to us who's, you know, who's been impacted hugely by alcohol, you know, just maybe in their upbringing or the trauma that it brought, you know. So definitely, I think she opened her eyes a lot to you know, the health harms, but also the familial and the personal harms that alcohol causes as well. So that's just a snippet of some of the guests, and you know, some of the things that I have that have really stood out in my mind over the last 100 episodes. So yeah, be sure to let me know if there's anything specific that has stood out to you as well, you know. So what I've learned personally, I suppose, from the last 100 episodes, you know, it's been a great privilege of mine, and it has taught me a lot about who I am. I have grown a huge amount in confidence. I definitely think I've become more articulate. I know I can answer any question on the fly. That's definitely a skill that it produces. You're able to kind of think on your feet very, very fast. Although, you know, in the last couple of months, after my hysterectomy, I've hit actual menopause. So there's a lot of brain fog, and sometimes it's like, what am I doing? What am I saying? What question did I just ask? But, you know, I have met so many people. So many of the guests have become my friends. Like, actual human friends that I've met up with, that I've gone for walks with, that I've hugged, you know. So Orla Reid, Linda Monaghan, Siobhan McKillen, I'm meeting Lisa Doolin and Siobhan O'Connor tomorrow. They are my friends. So it has been just a gorgeous privilege, you know, and people that I've worked with over the last couple of years as well. So have come and, you know, shared their stories as well. You know, Leanne as well, I've met up with her, and I consider so many people friends, and it's just been absolutely incredible. You know, I love Oprah and her message. And I, you know, when I was drinking myself, and I'd wake up and have the hangovers from hell, and the only thing that used to calm me down was watching reruns of Oprah talk, and her, especially her very last episode. Me and Gary always talk about this. So she, what she learned from her 25 years as a host was that people are generally the same, and they just want to know, do you see me? Do you hear me? And does what I say matter? And that's kind of the bottom line of humanity, really, isn't it? Do you see me? Do you hear me? And does what I say matter? You know, so I always remember that. But definitely the conversations that I've had with people, they've taught me that, you know, a lot of people who, you know, remove alcohol don't expect the level of joy, of clarity, energy, peace, purpose, all of those things. That is kind of the unexpected benefit. Huge amount of them do it because they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. But you know, they find everything that they're looking for when they stop drinking. You know, there's a level of peace. I've had a few parents on the podcast as well, and they always talk about being calmer, being, you know, less reactive, a better parent, you know, a nicer person, you know. So it also doesn't mean that, you know, you give up the booze and you become this kind of nun in a nunnery, but in a convent. But you know, lots of people who are come on the podcast are incredible fun. Do you know, they don't lose that. They just become, I suppose, a more healed version of themselves. You know, some of the funniest, most grounded and magnetic people that I've met certainly are alcohol free. So it doesn't mean that you, when you give up the booze, you become this kind of saddo. What I've also learned is that, you know, healing, what people have taught me, and they've spoken about, that healing is contagious, you know. So every person who shares their story gives somebody else permission to do the same. And, you know, even when I have those thoughts of, oh God, you know, am I, you know, have I painted myself into a corner? Am I, you know, why did I have to do this? I think of certain people who really inspire me. So, you know, and as I mentioned earlier, that episode of that Andy Ramage does on Dr. Rangan Chatterjee's podcast is an incredible one for me. Just the level of passion that Andy has, it always resonates with me, you know. Also, what I've kind of learned is that there's no type of drinker who struggles, you know. So there's no, it's not, you know, Mary down the road with 2.4 kids, or Johnny, or whatever. Like they come from anybody. Like there's mothers, you know. I've worked with people from every different job type, from every different kind of socioeconomic background, for with every kind of rural, urban, you know, people who live in cities. You know, alcohol, I suppose, is a great equalizer in that, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, anybody can kind of develop a problem with it. But the bottom line is that when everybody, well, certainly who I've spoken to who removes it, they absolutely all say the same thing, that they are clearer, they're just this better version of themselves, you know. It's just, it has been an incredible thing to witness, hearing everybody's stories. And you know, I always say this, that I have yet to meet somebody who has given up alcohol who has regretted it, because it doesn't happen, you know. I know one thing, I said I'd talk just very briefly around psychoeducation. And for me, psychoeducation is the key to beginning to really look at our relationship with alcohol, you always once you see the truth, you can't really unsee it. So, when psychoeducation is brought into it, so when we begin to kind of teach people about their own psychology, so how their thoughts, emotions, behaviors, and their nervous system works, then they can begin to kind of realize the impact that alcohol has on it, So it gives people knowledge and tools to understand their symptoms, patterns, and triggers around alcohol so they can make more informed, empowered changes in their life. And as you all know, I work with people to remove alcohol, and we cover a lot of things under psychoeducation. But I think the more you know about alcohol and the way you are impacted by it, then you can kind of plan for, you can plan for the triggers, you can plan for the cravings, you can plan for the nights out. So, the more you kind of know about alcohol and its impact on your body, I think the more power that you have there, So, you realize then what alcohol does to the brain, your habit loops, why we generally fail at moderation. I failed a huge amount of times. What happens when we become more emotionally regulated, so that we have these self-regulation skills and that we're able to kind of cope with stress or overwhelm, anxiety, people pleasing, perfectionism, all these things that are that deeply impact people. So we're able to kind of work around, how to have feelings without having to, have a drink, how to allow discomfort in our bodies, how to build self-soothing skills. What do we do when we take alcohol out? What do we add in to make our lives more palatable or easier to cope with, and how to, work on stress in healthier ways, and what we can do there as well. What I hope people have learned definitely from the podcast is what are the physiological facts about how alcohol affects our body, how it impacts our cortisol levels, how it disrupts our sleep, how it wreaks havoc with our hormones, our blood sugar levels, maybe the gut-brain axis, our skin, maybe our weight, our energy, our focus, maybe more of those kind of things, that it deeply impacts that. And I hope through our guests that we've kind of demonstrated the effects of all of those things as well. And I suppose the hope and vision around removing alcohol is that we can completely transform, that giving up the booze will give us clarity, energy, increased self-worth. We'll be able to be more creative, and we'll ultimately, feel freedom from maybe the psychological prison that we've all been in, around alcohol. So, you all know that one of the key messages here is that you don't need to hit rock bottom to give up alcohol. You can basically just do it and begin to build a life that feels truly aligned, with your purpose and with who you are and who you want to be as well as a person in the world, So, I'm going to move on now to what the power of all of the listeners. So, what people have taught me. So, the thousands of listeners. I think we're coming close to 160,000 downloads of the podcast. So what have all of those listeners taught me? So the people who listen and those who send me a message or give me a little email, who join maybe some of the groups that I've run and, attend some of the programs, who come to the community calls every month, they've taught me that, like, people really do want to get the best out of their lives. Like, they don't, nobody wants to, to fly in private jets or, like, actually, a Ferrari drove beside me today on my way home. But not many people want to do that. They just want to be the best versions of themselves. So they want to be calmer. They want to grow. They want to feel alive, connected with the people that they love, and they want to, meet up, and they want to connect with other people who are alcohol free. And that it's what I see now is that, alcohol-free or sobriety or whatever, this alcohol-free movement that's going on at the minute, that it's not going to happen from, like, the top down. It's literally going to be a grassroots movement. So, like, I've spoken about before, me being the very nearly the very first person that I knew who didn't drink, and now 8 of my friends don't drink. So, like, it's becoming more and more commonplace that we don't need alcohol to have a good time, that we're able to kind of muster our own power, our own strength. We're able to become more powerful, conscious versions of ourselves, and that this movement's going to be based on, like, the latest research, from so many different organizations, and it's definitely growing. So there's definitely a shift in sober culture. So, and it's something I've witnessed too. Even back in the day when I gave up, I didn't know any sober accounts or sober podcasts or anything like that. And even the sheer amount of books now that you can read has just multiplied, I suppose it's become aspirational, it's not punitive. It's, you don't do it to punish yourself. You do it to get it the best out of your life. So you stop sacrificing, 4 days for those 4 hours. So, the 4 hours on a Saturday night doesn't cost you Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So it's about people taking the power back. We're definitely witnessing a cultural shift, and everybody here who's listening is part of that, So, it has been an incredible journey. It really has. So where do we go from here? So what will the next 100? Actually, would you believe I went to a psychic a couple of weeks ago? Oh, Olivia, you went to a psychic? Yes, I did. So I went in. Anyway, obviously I have a married name, and Farley is my maiden name, and I use that to get in touch with her so she wouldn't have known who I am or anything like that. When I went in, she was like, "But do you have a podcast?" And I was like, yes, I do. And she was like, "Are you thinking of giving it up?" And I said, "Well, look, it's 100 episodes in. Like, it costs me more than I make out of it." So it's intense to have a weekly podcast. There's a lot of pressure. I actually woke up at 5 o'clock this morning to record this episode, and I just wasn't in the right frame of mind, and it needed to be in today. So I was like, right, okay. So I had to kind of, get a little bit of inspiration to kind of record it. But she was like, "Are you thinking about giving it up?" And I was like, "It had crossed my mind." And she's like, "Don't. Just, I feel there's the kind of best is yet to come with it." So, yes. So I'm going to keep going for another 100 and see where that gets us. But, I want to broaden the reach of the podcast. So, not simply just about giving up booze, but the kind of magical healing that happens as a result of giving up the booze, like post-traumatic growth. So, after something traumatic happens, like, how do we learn and grow and empower ourselves in after alcohol? So when our relationship with alcohol has ended, so where do we go from here? So how do we step into the most powerful versions of ourselves? So, I want the kind of conversations to be more around that. So how do we fear less? How do we become the most confident versions of ourselves? How do we, have more freedom? All those kind of bigger questions. How do we heal? And as you all know, I have a huge interest in trauma-informed practice and care, and I want to talk maybe more about that, and having things that we've experienced and how that impacts our lives, and things like attachment and, stress responses. And I think the more we know about ourselves, the more we can direct our lives in the way that we want to go, I definitely want to do more around, I'd love a few psychologists to come on, to speak about how knowing ourselves and noticing patterns within ourselves can help us. More storytelling, maybe a bit more crack, more fun, even for myself, to be less self-conscious as well, and just maybe more myself. That's definitely something I'm going to work on in 2026 too. Definitely more spirituality, more conversations with people who've awakened I know I talked earlier about psychedelics. That's definitely something, a conversation I'd like to have with a couple of people as well. So how do we, I suppose, ascend, or how do we become better versions of ourselves in a very stressful, overwhelming, intense time? So there's so many triggers, and for all of us, in terms of, I'm speaking from a personal point of view, things like traffic and kids and all these kind of things. So our time is very limited, So so things like courage and clarity, healing, freedom, and how can we broaden our horizons, and I suppose maybe just be able to think differently about different things. So yes, definitely, I look forward to I've a couple of people lined up as well to talk about manifestation, which is definitely one of my favorite things at the minute. I'm listening a lot to Neville Goddard at the minute, actually, on YouTube at night. I'm trying to hypnotize myself before I go to sleep and when I wake up in the morning, and again, just to become a better, less critical version of me, So look, at I'm going to wrap up there, but to every single guest that I've had over the last almost 2 years and 100 episodes, thank you from the bottom of my heart. To be able to come on somebody's podcast, bear your soul, and do it so lovingly is just, it's such an incredible, an incredibly selfless thing to do for people, to in order just to help somebody else. Thank you for all that you have taught us, how you've guided us in different directions, and for opening our eyes, to different things, not just maybe alcohol. So thank you for celebrating 100 episodes with me. Thank you for your curiosity and your willingness to question all of the old stories and the things that we have been fed for the last few decades. And everybody that I work with, I call them a trendsetter. So we are the trendsetters that people will look back in 20, 30, 40, 50 years and go, oh my gosh, you were so ahead of your time, which is the biggest compliment of all. So thank you for being part of a movement that is literally changing people's lives, and starting with your own, so it's exciting to see what the next 100 will be. So until next time. No More Booze, the podcast, is produced, mixed, and mastered at the studios of Irish Audio Drama. For more information, visit irishaudiodrama.com.